The Power of Pleasure, Chapter Move. The other practices in this chapter will give you simple ways to increase movement in your life every single day. This practice is a little different. This practice is designed to help you discover and experience the movement that's always happening within you, and to actually follow the impulses in your body. Let your body lead the way. We're so used to letting our mind lead the way and having our mind tell our body what to do. This practice will give you the reverse experience. It may feel a little awkward at first, and you may have to do it a few times until you really experience the pleasure of following the impulses of your body. To begin, just come to a comfortable seated position. Ideally, sit on the floor or on the ground. But if a chair is more comfortable for you, go ahead and sit in the chair. Now just make yourself comfortable. Let your eyes close and just start to notice your body breathing. Can you feel the expansion and the contraction of your body? How your ribs move out in every direction and contract back in? Maybe you notice some movement in your shoulders, in your collarbone, in your belly. Notice the movement that's involved in your body and breathing. And now let yourself exhale with a sigh. And every time you do that, just see if you can let go and relax a little more. And notice the motion that comes with sighing. Now come back to just breathing normally. And notice what other motion you feel in your body. You may feel the motion of swallowing or your heart beating. Maybe you feel some flickering or tightening in your body somewhere. Just notice. And now I'd like you to draw your attention to something in your body that feels pleasurable. And if that feels like a bit of a stretch for you right now, can you notice a sensation that feels neutral? And without judging it, can you just describe it to yourself? Your body is full of motion all the time. But there's so much outside your body calling for your attention all the time that it's hard to give your body the notice that it deserves. So this is your chance. So as you're sitting and breathing and paying attention, I'd like you to notice if you have an impulse to move. Maybe you want to move a hand, shift your body weight, stand up. And before you do any of those things, I'd like you to notice, is it an impulse coming from your body or is it a thought? We're so quick to think our way into movement that we override the subtle impulses in our body that may direct us in a more authentic and genuine way if we'd be able to follow them. So I'd like you to notice again, paying attention to your body, any impulse you feel for movement. And the second you know where that movement's going to go, I'd like you to stop. Just breathe and notice your body again. And as you're breathing, just keep noticing your body. And notice any impulse to move. And this time I want you to follow it. Allow your body to move. But you're going to do it so very slowly. So if you feel an impulse to stretch your neck or open your hand or even stand up, I'd like you to breathe and just feel the very first part of that movement. And I want you to do it so slowly that if somebody was watching you in the room, they wouldn't even be able to tell that you're moving yet. Keep breathing. Keep letting your body follow the impulse, whatever it is. Let your breath and the pleasure of this movement be your guide. The moment you feel you know where this movement is going, I'd like you to stop again. Breathe and wait for another impulse. The impulse may be to continue what you were doing, but as you breathe and notice, you may discover a completely new impulse in the same part of your body or somewhere completely different. So I want you to follow that. You're going very slowly, feeling each little micro movement in your body. You continue to breathe. Your body may feel as though it has a mind of its own, and you're just witnessing what it's doing. Allow the movement to keep going. And the moment you know where this movement will end, I want you to stop. That's a sign that your mind has taken over and your body's no longer leading the way. Come back to breathing. And just wait till you feel a new impulse. Follow that impulse very slowly. You may notice sometimes that the movement your body's doing is taking you to the edge of pain. And you'll probably do one of two things. You'll either pull back from it to avoid it, or you'll speed up to rush through it. See if you can just let your body stay at the same pace, even slow down a little bit, to actually experience the pain. To very gently move through the pain. You may be tapping into a very wise part of your body that knows how to unwind something, release something that would be missed if you pull back or rush through it. Keep keep breathing and moving so slowly. See how slow you can go. What if you drop down to half the speed you're going right now? If you get distracted by thoughts, just come back to your body. Just breathe. And notice the next impulse. Very slowly follow that. Keep breathing. Experiment with different paces to find which one is the most pleasurable for you. It won't be the same every day or every time you do this. Just find the pace that's the most pleasurable right now. If your mouth is closed, breathe with your mouth open just to see if that changes anything. The moment you know where your body is going, stop. Breathe. Feel an impulse and begin again. You don't have to limit where your body goes. You may end up lying down or standing up. You might roll over onto your side. Let your body lead the way. Just keep the motion slow. Now take all the time you need to finish this last motion. And when you're done, just notice how you feel. This is a simple practice to become present through your body. You need some time and space and probably privacy to do it. But the more you do it, the more in tune you'll become with your body's wisdom, the more you'll be able to hear what your body wants, where it wants to go, and the more in sync you'll live with it. And that will create true pleasure.